everyone, I'm Shruti Kamath, your podcast host. Welcome to Stories of InfoSec Journeys podcast. As you've already seen the announcement on our social media, Stories of InfoSec Journeys is collaborating with Nullcon this year. And this is our conference special edition episodes. Nullcon is happening on the September 9th and 10th in Goa. They're almost sold out and they have very few individual passes left. So grab your tickets soon to attend the conference. In case you're new here, I would highly recommend you listen to the introduction episode of the podcast. And to others, welcome back and thank you so much for your support as always. Also, if you haven't given the podcast a follow on the social media yet, go show some support by following us on Instagram, Facebook and LinkedIn at Stories of InfoSec Journeys and on Twitter at InfoSec Journeys. Today with us, we have Ronnie Das, who is a speaker at Nullcon 2022 conference, is based out of Assam, India, and he started his InfoSec journey in 2013. His curiosity is towards Android security, and it's the same curiosity that pushed him to research on Android-specific security features that are being implemented by Google when he was researching for Android malware development in an isolated environment. Welcome to the podcast, Ronnie. Thank you so much for being here. Can you quickly introduce yourself to our listeners in your own words?
Hi, Shruti. Thank you for inviting me. My good name is Ronnie Das, and I'm a security researcher. And I'm based out of Assam, India. And my technical background is mostly in Android and web, slowly trying to get into the world of binaries now.
Thank you so much for that introduction. So I'm curious to know what has been your InfoSec journey like, right? Or like, how did you get introduced to InfoSec and how has been your journey since then?
Yeah, so I started out in 2013. It's been like almost 10 years. And my InfoSec career was like when I started, right? It was around 2013 and it's been like 10 years now. When basically InfoSec was not a career option. So that is when I started. I was not really good at studies. I found my interest in computer hacking when I joined a Facebook group back in 2013. It was basically a bunch of people's group together to hack around. So for fun, obviously. People there were very, very helpful and showed me like the path and whereabouts about this field. But yeah, basically, there were ups and downs in my career. And I come from a very humble family background. I previously dropped out after I completed my 12th because of my financial conditions. And then gradually, I started searching for a job, for an InfoSec job, of course. Then I landed my first job at a company in 2017. So then came 2018. I was hired by a very high-profile figure for security hardening their infrastructure. And by high profile, I mean not just the security industry knows him, but almost everyone in India knows him. So yeah, so I took that opportunity and I think it made my network stronger and bigger. And it helped me in a lot of ways. I kept my focus mainly on my research. I never thought I would make it here. It's feeling great.
So looking back, it feels amazing, right?
Yeah, totally.
All right. So that's good to know. That's been quite a journey, I would say. So I just wanted to ask you, what has been some of your learnings while you've been working here in this industry?
So the most important learning I had in this field was do not trust anyone on the internet. And the more you start working with 0 days, right, the more you start hanging out with people who have been into the 0 day industry for a long time, you just stop trusting everyone. It's come from like this field only, that this vibe of not trusting anyone, because practically there is no or zero security in this world. After working for almost like a decade, I came to know that what this quote, so I quote, security is an illusion, right? We everyone in the security industry has already heard this quote. But I came to know this, what exactly this means, right? After like working for a decade, the device you are using right now and the device I'm using right now, it's basically, you know, somewhere someone in the world is sitting there in front of the computer screen, exploiting some zero day vulnerability, which can take over your phone or my phone remotely. Like, see, right? how scary is that? So that is what I have learned to not trust practically anything. That is that is main learning from this industry.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting one, I would say. All right. So, Ronnie, what is that you have been currently working on? Or is there something specific that you want to share with our listeners?
Right, Shruti. So I'm working as a senior security consultant for mobile app security at a company called NetCentris. And about specific, right, I handle clients for mobile security division for them. And by side by side, right, I also work to spread cybersecurity awareness over the Assam region. And because there is very, very less awareness of this cybersecurity in our region. And over the colleges, over the schools, I give free security seminars to spread the awareness. So basically, when you teach awareness to students, right, they are going to grow. And basically, they have this base idea of when they are in schools, right, they will have this base idea of cybersecurity. So that will be better when they grew up, right? When I go to schools and universities, right, there's a lot of students who approach me for basically like they ask me, right, how exactly. So I can understand who have this vibe of getting into the cybersecurity industry. So I basically created a community over here. It's a very small community, but it's there. I have a lot of students here who basically I teach them how, like the cybersecurity stuffs, wave hacking and all, right? So these students, surprisingly, this month only, two of them made it to the InfoSec corporate world with a very, very good package. And they started from zero to here, right? So I basically feel good about how they grew to this point. It's great to see them doing well, and I think, yeah, more to come.
Wow, I think that's really, really cool that you're actually making that effort and initiative to spread awareness about security industry as a career and teaching students for folks who are interested at least, right? So that's something really nice. I appreciate you for doing that. Thank you so much. And congratulations to those two folks who made it to the InfoSec job, right? So congratulations on that to you and them as well.
Thank you,
Okay, all
Shri.
right. I also wanted to ask you, what has been your source of motivation to keep going when you're doing all of this on day-to-day basis? I'm sure there are times when it's just hard to keep up. So what is that has been your source of motivation to keep going no matter what?
Yeah, even before I start answering this question, right, I would like to phrase this quickly, and I quote, when you start something with just interest and curiosity, knowing that there is no money or future in it, that is when you know where you what you genuinely like, right? And it's made for you. Back when I started, there was no big money seen in or future in this industry. So now I'll reply this question about what is motivating me right now. But let me share a background, brief background story of how I get motivated. I basically failed as a kid, not good in studies, no one cared, got ignored in my schools, bullied, everything that could possibly happen. So I didn't choose hacking. This hacking The field, right? This InfoSec field chose me. There was not a single day in my InfoSec life, starting from 2013, where I felt tired or I felt like quitting. This field always excites me, like in every possible way. And also, like this field is a lot of things to learn, right? You cannot practically finish everything in this field. And then basically, that is what exactly motivates me every day, because I want to learn a lot, a lot. Like whenever I look back, how I was back then, right? Like poor broke kid in school, like, and I get motivation to do that more and more, not settling for less, of course. So that is how I get motivated. I look back how I was, and then I get motivated instantly.
That's such a great way to, motivate yourself and keep yourself going. Congratulations on that and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Rudy.
All right. So I think you mentioned to me earlier that, this is your first time at NULCON as a speaker and as an attendee, right? So what is that you're looking forward to at NULCON this year?
Yes, it's true. It's my first time at NULCON, and I never thought I would be attending NULCON for the first time directly as a speaker. It was totally out of my list. Fortunately, the Nullcon team did like it, and my research paper got selected. And thank you for that. And I'm looking forward to meeting all these new people and intellectual peoples out there attending and speaking at Nullcon. Also, I'm very excited to learn new things from people out there at Nullcon this year.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, Nullcon is an amazing conference. People love going there to do a lot of learning. And most importantly, it's in Goa. So that also is a motivation for a lot of them to attend Nullcon, I would tell.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually wanted to ask you, like, what is that you will be talking about? Like, maybe if you could talk a little on what is your conference talk about, and if there's anything specifically you want to share about Nullcon with our listeners.
Sure. So my presentation is going to be about privilege escalation on Android foreground services. A lot of questions I'm getting on the internet, on the social media. What exactly app you are exploiting? Basically, to the listeners, I would like to explain this a bit. This is not any app I am exploiting. This is basically Android's own component. It's an OS component, Androids, which is basically that is what exactly I'm exploiting here. This is not any specific app. It's in the vulnerability is in Android itself. So I'll show how this bug on Android foreground services was too severe in case someone might have used it like for creating an Android banking malware or such piece of spying software, right? I found this bug when I was researching and building a test malware to understand how things work in the Android platform. After that, right, this bug increases your chance of not getting caught by the infected user. You can basically remain stealthy by exploiting this specific vulnerability. Other than if you are not using this bug, right, you will have to basically fire up a foreground service, and then you can access your camera location or a microphone. But with this particular vulnerability which I founded, you do not have to fire up a foreground service and then try to access. You can access it without it, like without even the foreground services. I'm putting this information on the internet to increase like awareness and trying to contribute to the InfoSec community.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Roni. I'm really looking forward to your talk. I would definitely attend your talk. It does sound interesting. I am interested to know how is that, you're able to find this bug. So looking forward to your talk. And thank you so much for taking time to be here on the podcast and share your journey and your experience with us. It is great having you here, Roni. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Shruti, for inviting me into this podcast. And see you at Nullcon.
Yeah, see you at Nullcon. Thank you. That was it for today, listeners. I hope you enjoyed learning about Roni's journey. In case you want to reach out to him, you can find him on Twitter by the handle @RoniDasX. Until next time, stay safe and take care.